Blog Talk Radio.
Our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Our morning words of encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. His message today is entitled, Your Identity is in Your Walk, and comes from 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. And certainly today is the day the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. Yes, that is the case. Your identity is in your walk. Oftentimes, haven't been familiar with someone, maybe a relative or a dear friend, and from a distance, you see this person walking, and you say, oh, that has to be Brother Ben, that has to be Sister Danielle, because I know her by that walk. And when we look at how we live, it is our identity. And our identity is predicated on how we live. When we talk from a spiritual perspective, in this particular epistle that we've been discussing the past couple of weeks, we know that in the very offset of the understanding of this passage, it has to deal with having fellowship with God. And, of course, one of the primary passages we've been looking at have looked at, if you walk in the Spirit and sees in the Spirit, if you walk in the light and sees in the light, and you walk as God walks, then you'll be walking right. That's the gist of those first 10 verses. Then in chapter 2, that's what we talked about. What if we as believers do sin? Well, we understood that if we do happen to fall into sin, that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, functions as a lawyer and attorney whose function is to represent one in court, and that he represents us in the court of heaven, pleading our case and cause and advocating before the judgment of our seat of God. But also we need to realize that there's responsibility on our part, that we're not to just voluntarily, intentionally plunge into sin. There was some problems within the church during this time. You had a factious group that was advocating that Jesus Christ hadn't come in the flesh, and that only the spiritual part of us is that what really counts. The flesh is naturally evil. Therefore, basically, it can do whatever it chooses to do because it's evil anyway. But the spirit portion of us is what we need to cultivate with the will of God. But God had a controversy with that logic or illogic, and that we can't just have a theoretical faith. You got to have a practical faith as well. I can't just say I'm a Christian and live any kind of way I choose to. I can't hate my brother and say I love God at the same time. And that is what Christ through John says when we look at verse 7 through 11. As some scripture says, brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but of old commandment which ye have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that said he's in the light and hated his brother is in darkness, even unto the now. He that loved his brother abided in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hated his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. And so when we understand that, we would realize that our identity is based upon how we walk. Find that Jesus makes mention of this in John chapter 13 and also John chapter 15. And he says that by this, they will know that you're my disciple if you love one another. Even here in 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Again, a matter of identity. Are not loved by the world because of our identity, because of the way we live, because of the way we walk. If you walk the way the world walks, then you'll be their friend. But since you don't live the way the world lives, you're not their friend. And so again, we must live a distinct life, different from the world. We can't walk like the world walks. You know, in one passage of scripture, Colossians chapter 3, we find two words that are used interchangeably throughout other parts of the Bible, that is the word walk and live. Well, in that Colossians, passage Colossians chapter 3, there's an understanding of how, as verse 7 that is, and Paul was trying to tell them, say, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. So this, there's a time in our life that we live by the standards of the world, and having walked, carried ourselves in such a way, showed that we live. So you walk in the same neighborhood that you live, or you live in a neighborhood that you walk. And so here we're talking about darkness. If we are about darkness, then we live in darkness. See, the new commandment is really an old commandment because you've heard about doing right, forgiving, caring, long time ago. Even as young children, those who come around in a church, per se, there was a song we sang, Jesus loved me, this I know. So from even before we learned how to read the Bible, understood the Bible is all about, we knew about love and knew what love was. We were told from the very cradle, don't be mean, don't be ugly, don't spit, don't scratch, don't hate, don't dislike your little playmate. So we've been inculcated with the idea of right and wrong from a long ways back. And this is what John is saying. Look, from the beginning of the gospel, Jesus, while he was alive, taught you how you should love one another. He said, greater love hath no man than lay down his life for his friends. So we know what love is and as it relates to Jesus and how we are to conduct ourselves. But the darkness, when it comes to our love for our fellow brothers and fellow sisters in Christ, the darkness. Darkness is perpetuated by ignorance. And sometimes we hate on the brother and sister in Christ, and it's only because we don't even know them. We really never got time to become intimate and get to know who they really are. And we feel so bad sometimes when we get to know them and say, you are not who folks say you are. But we've allowed the next part, that is superstition. You know, as a minister, I've gone to several new churches in my career, and first thing transpires when you get, before you can get unpacked, is certain members want to profile other members to you. And remember now, they're profiling, and they're profiling you as well. And they could be sent on a mission by some to profile you to come back and say, oh, yeah, he's like this. He's not going to stand up for that. But when we listen to people's profile of others, we allow them to cause us to break fellowship before we get to even know the person, because now I'm a dodge sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so for some time because sister so-and-so already told me to watch them, be careful what you say around them. So now I'm already suspicious about that person. And then another area of darkness is bitterness. That means you dislike someone. Maybe it's a just cause, maybe it isn't, but we're not to have bitterness feelings. We are to try to reconcile our differences, if there be any legitimate differences. But that can't occur. We don't go to them as the Bible tells us to. And then, of course, there's hate. Maybe someone who really, really did you in, and there is no doubt they did. But how long are you going to hold that on them? But here's what the Lord says, that the darkness of ignorance and superstition, bitterness, and hate were passing. In other words, you grow matured in the Lord. The more you stay in God's word, the less ignorant you are about others and yourself, the less superstitious you are towards others. Your bitterness fades away and the hate disappears because you're walking in the light. And if you're going to get closer to God, then you have to get closer to each other. See, the true light was now shining. And you know, as the light sun comes up, things get better. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Because the darkness has been dispelled, the gloom and the darkness of belief is gone. When we look at John chapter 3, and it's the Gospel of John, and I've always admired this passage. It has really captivated me throughout the years, and I hope it will do you the same. In John 3:19, says, and this is a condemnation that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh unto the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. When you are innocent, you really don't care who see you, who knows you. But when you are guilty, we stand off in the shadow. We stand off in the back. We don't want to be out front because we know within ourselves that we're not right. But when you know that you're right and you know that you're innocent, you don't care who hear you or know you or see you or whatever. In John chapter 15, also is another passage that this epistle complements when we look at what the gospel has previously said. In verse 17, the writer said, "These things I command you, to love one another." So love is not an option. Love is a commandment of Jesus. And that's why the writer said, you've known these things from the beginning of the gospel of Christ, the life of Christ. Christ taught these things long before now. I'm writing to you again to remind you of what the Lord has said. You know, there's two passages in Luke that can help us better understand that there's no middle ground. Either love your brother or you don't. Either love your sister or you don't. In Luke 9:50, Jesus was saying, "He that is not against us is for us." See, if they're not against you, then you know they're for you. And the converse, "He that is not with me is against me," Luke 11:23. So there's no middle ground there. You're either in or you're out. There's no in out. So we can't be lukewarm towards our brothers and sisters in Christ. We either love them or we don't. And if we don't love them as we should, problem with the Lord. So just a short, brief lesson on this morning to help us understand a false identity looks like this. He is in the darkness. He walks in the darkness. He knows not where he goes because the darkness has blinded his eyes. See, that inner condition is one of darkness, but the outward life is a walk of darkness. You can't hide it. It cannot be hid. If you hate, it's going to permeate. If you love, it's going to shed abroad. May God bless us and keep us caring today. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for all that you are and all that you should ever be. We pray that you allow us to step out of the darkness into the marvelous light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us love one another with a pure heart fervently as we love you. So endeavor to love one another. May God bless us and keep us. And those who are struggling with challenges on this morning, who's on the call, we just pray that you trust God. You fall upon him and you just rely upon him. Give him all the benefit of the doubt that he's not here for you, because he is. May God keep you throughout this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.